This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. 11th Nepal Geological Congress kicks off exploring geology's role in climate change, resources management and geo-risk solutions. President Podel calls for global advocacy on climate justice for countries like Nepal. Nepal's merchandise export increases by 46.5% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Government announces 2025 to 2035 as internal employment promotion decade with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. And Ukrainian president arrives in Saudi Arabia for peace talks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podel has stressed that the countries like Nepal that have no role in climate change should raise the issue of climate justice in every international forum. Inaugurating the 11th Nepal Geological Congress organized by the Nepal Geological Society in Kathmandu yesterday, the head of state said the topic of climate change should be taken to the international community. According to the president, least developed countries like Nepal are being affected due to the rampant industrialization, exploitation of fossil fuels and carbon emission by the developed world. President Podel stressed on cooperation and collaboration for addressing the issues of climate change. Discussion would be held among geologists of various countries of the world regarding earth safety in the 11th Nepal Geological Congress. The conference was organized with an objective of highlighting the role of geology in climate change adaptation, use of natural resources and geo-risk management. Nepal's merchandise exports have seen a significant rise of 46.5% in the 7 months of the current fiscal year. According to a report from Nepal Rashtra Bank on the country's economic and financial situation, exports during this seven-month period totaled 127.2 billion rupees. In contrast, exports during the same period last year had declined by 7.1%. Exports to India rose by 66.9%, to China by 8.6%, and to other countries by 3.5%. Meanwhile, total merchandise imports grew by 10.1%, reaching 988.59 billion rupees. As a result, the merchandise trade deficit widened by 6.2%, reaching 861.38 billion rupees in the first 7 months of this fiscal year. The government has unveiled the Internal Employment Promotion Decade. Addressing the National Labour and Employment Conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announced next decade 2025 to 2035 as Internal Employment Promotion Decade with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the government and 10 different umbrella organizations of private sector to create employment and impart training for youths. Similarly, the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and Swiss Agency also signed MOU for the expansion of Integrated Market Information System under Prime Minister Employment Programme. Addressing the conference, Prime Minister Oli asserted that private sector has significant contribution to make in creating employment in the country. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the civil society organizations to focus on the development and promotion of entrepreneurship. Speaking in the inauguration ceremony of National Civil Society Conference 2081 organized by the NGO Federation yesterday, the Prime Minister advised the civil society organizations to encourage citizens to engage in entrepreneurship for self-sufficiency and to reduce dependency on external grants. President of Nepali Congress and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba ruled out any issues among the parties in running the government. Talking briefly to journalists at Thangadi Airport yesterday, leader Deoba made it clear that the current ruling alliance would continue till next election. Responding to a question, leader thereby dismissed talks of reinstating the monarchy, calling it nothing more than a rumor. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva has reached India yesterday in course of a religious visit. She is scheduled to worship at Baba Baidyanath Dham in Jharkhand of India. After visiting Baba Baidyanath Dham, she will participate in Raisina Dialogue to be organized by the Ministry of External Affairs of India in New Delhi from the 17th of March. The Prime Ministers and Foreign Ministers of various countries of the world will attend the Raisina Dialogue. Foreign Minister Deoba will address the program. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The District Administration Office of Kathmandu has issued a prohibitory order banning protests and gathering in different areas in the Kathmandu district for the next 2 months. As per the order from the administration, the programs of sit-ins, protests, demonstrations, rallies, gatherings and assemblies are not allowed near the offices of the executive, legislative and judiciary, the residential areas of the VIPs and around the main administrative center Singha Darbar. Stating that organizing such events would end up in vandalism, the Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Rishi Ram Tiwari, has said that the order was issued considering the international practices and the verdicts of the court made in the past. In order not to de-establish the peaceful environment leading to an impact on public service delivery, public transport and overall law and order, the gathering of 5 or more persons including state sit-ins, rally and assembly are prohibited for 2 months with effect from Sunday, March 9. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rauth has said that judges should work in a judicious manner. Inaugurating the second Conference of Women Judges 2081 organized on the occasion of the International Day of Women Judges yesterday, the Chief Justice asserted that the judges should carry out their works keeping in mind the judiciary's prestige and dignity. Nepal's first woman Chief Justice, Sushila Karki, said the presence of women judges has been improving in the last 3 years. She stressed the need for women judges to be competent while making judicial decisions without any fear. The Language Commission has urged all to be sensitive on the issue of linguistic violence as it is the responsibility of all citizens to avoid and protect against any kind of violence related to language. The Commission has also appealed to promote social unity by adopting social coexistence and harmonious behavior. The Commission's response came after a complaint was lodged with the Commission regarding a podcast mocking the accent of a Nepal Bhasa speaker and singer. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Saudi Arabia to visit the kingdom's crown prince and prime minister ahead of the meetings. President Zelensky arrived in Jeddah, a port city on the Red Sea, for the U.S.-Ukraine summit with the diplomats of the United States, focusing on a bilateral mineral deal and ending Ukraine's war with Russia. Leading the delegation, U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio arrived in Jeddah shortly after President Zelensky with Mike Waltz, the U.S. President's National Security Advisor. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. There is also possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Eleventh Nepal Geological Congress kicks off exploring geology's role in climate change, resources management and georisk solutions. President Podel calls for global advocacy on climate justice for countries like Nepal. Nepal's merchandise export increases by 46.5% in 7 months of current fiscal year. Government announces 2025 to 2035 as internal employment promotion decade with the aim of ending forced foreign employment. And Ukrainian president arrives in Saudi Arabia for peace talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.